PhillyCam, the nonprofit that runs Philadelphia's public access TV and radio channels, celebrates its 10th anniversary this fall. It's also marking 3 years since it launched Spanish language programming, and the organization wants to continue creating new shows to reach diverse communities. WHYY's Jimena Condi reports a proposed federal rule change threatens its future operations.
Ariane Bracho opens an episode of her PhillyCam show, Madre Tierra, or Mother Earth, with a song about gender violence, the show's opening topic. The song is Ni Una Menos, or Not One Less, by Guatemalan singer Rebecca Lane. Violence against women is a widespread problem in Latin America, where both of the show hosts are from. And Bracho asks listeners to keep an open mind, because they're going to use the word slut a lot.
It's a word that's obviously used to attack, but we're saying it on the show to demonstrate the weight of what's happening in the moment we're describing.
The moment Bracho and her guests are talking about is 2012, when women in Ecuador and other countries held so-called slut walks, women dressed in skimpy clothing to reclaim a word they say is used to blame the victims of gender-based violence. PhillyCam runs a radio station, as well as the city's public access channel, where Bracho and dozens of other producers create local TV segments about topics important to specific communities, like black sci-fi and spoken word poetry. Bracho says the nonprofit also trains people, some with no media experience, to create their own shows.
Here they form you, right? They gave you the opportunity to develop so you could make community television or radio, but a better quality. And that's important, because it's not to make for the sake of making or speaking for the sake of speaking.
But some community media advocates say these shows could be harder to come by if the Federal Communications Commission adopts a rule that would change how PhillyCam is funded. Here's why. To operate in Philadelphia, Verizon and Comcast paid the city $22 million last year. Part of the money goes to maintaining the public rights of way where cable companies install their wires. Verizon and Comcast also agreed to set aside up to 11 public access channels at no extra cost. Now, the FCC wants to allow cable companies to deduct the market value of these channels from the fees they pay municipalities. Gretchen Kausing is PhillyCam's executive director. She says if the rule goes into effect, the city would be left with a choice: have fewer dollars in the general fund or kill the channels it gets from cable companies.
And knowing that, you know, there are a lot of financial constraints on the city budget, as much as they may support and believe in the importance of these local channels, they will probably be put in the position of needing to take the money.
PhillyCam wouldn't just lose its channel. It also wouldn't get grants from funds that come from fees you see on your cable bill. For PhillyCam, that amounts to about 70% of its operating budget. But PhillyCam's doors wouldn't shutter overnight. The city says it wouldn't make any decisions until it studies the final rule change. Clausing also believes the rule would be challenged in the courts, though PhillyCam would still have to rethink its entire operation in the meantime.
You know, we're getting ready to celebrate our 10th anniversary and feeling like we're really just in this moment of kind of this critical mass of new producers and content that's being produced, and we're going to kind of have the rug pulled out from underneath us.
PhillyCam said it does not have listener or viewership numbers available. But Clemencia Rodriguez, a professor at Temple University who studies community media, says they play a crucial role in a healthy media ecosystem. Rodriguez says stations like PhillyCam empower members of marginalized communities by training them and offering a space to tell their underreported stories.
They develop expertise about their community, and many times they go on to be community leaders or local politicians. They go into office.
The FCC is expected to take up the rule in a meeting today. Jimena Condi, WHYY News.